You ready?
Live from the Metal Mayhem Studios in Rochester, New York.
We are gold.
And heard around the world by metalheads just like you. This is Metal Mayhem ROC.
Heavy metal music.
Your weekly dose of metal music, interviews, album reviews, news, and more.
Want to be part of the show?
Send us a message through our website,
MetalMayhemROC.com.
Or hit us up on Facebook and Twitter.
Search Metal Mayhem ROC.
It's getting nice and heavy.
Now, welcome our hosts, John the Vernomatic Verno and Metal Forever Mark.
Good evening, everybody. I'm the Vernomatic. Welcome to this week's show. As always, Thursday nights, 8 p.m., brand new episodes drop. If you're new to the show, welcome to the club. If you're a veteran, thank you for your support. Visit the MetalMayhemROC.com website. There you'll find direct links to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, however you consume your podcasting content. While you're there, download some past shows, get up to speed on what we've been doing here, review, subscribe. That stuff always helps the bottom line. Sign up to our email list, receive weekly updates on new shows, get yourself in the drawing for merch or promo giveaways. Tonight's show, it's a fun one. We have Metal Mayhem ROC correspondent Metal Walt back on the show. And him and Metal Forever Mark, they're going to play a game called Metal or Not Metal. It's real simple. I put together six new tracks from various artists, and I play about a minute of each song. And Metal Forever Mark and Walt listen to the song, and then they give me their opinion if they think it's metal or non-metal. It's sort of fun just to get the opinions and interpretations from different kinds of guys. So that's what we got going on tonight. Show sponsor for this episode is Freedom X Hand Sanitizer. Hey, the pandemic is winding down. People are getting their vaccines, but you still have to be careful. So Freedom X will be here. Tell us about their product. That's about it. We'll be back in the next couple weeks. I'm working on some new interviews. There's tons of new music. I want to thank everyone for their support. And that's about it. So let's get to metal or non-metal. For Metal Forever Mark, I'm the Vernomatic. And I, as always, keep it heavy.
WLFE DB Radio.
Hey, friends of the Metal Mayhem ROC podcast. Vernomatic here, inviting you to get those horns up and to join us live Monday night, 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time for Metal Mayhem ROC Live. We crack the vaults open and play the best of the metal for the last 50 years. Get in a chat room, meet other bangers from around the world, send me a request, and I'll get it on for you. That's Metal Mayhem ROC Live with me, the Vernomatic, Monday nights, 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time on ThatMetalStation.com.
Attention metalheads, we all want to return to concert venues soon. Introducing Metal Mayhem ROC Metal Forever Freedom X Sanitizer. This sanitizer product is water and foam based, manufactured with proprietary HYIQ solution.
That's right, no alcohol.
But more effective, manufactured following FDA sanitizer monograph guidelines. It applies smooth without irritating the skin, safe for all ages. Keep your friends and family safe with Metal Mayhem ROC's own sanitizer. Visit Metal Mayhem MetalMayhemROC.com or MetalForever.com to order your bottles now. Use promo code METAL at the Freedom X checkout store for a show discount.
Now,
back to Metal Mayhem ROC.
So it's always a good time when we invite our Metal Mayhem ROC correspondent from the New York, New Jersey area up to the show. Let's give a big welcome to Metal Walt. Hey, Walt, how are things?
Hey, guys. Hey, Verno. Hey, Mark. Great to be back. Great to hear from you, and looking forward to having some fun discussion today.
Hey, Metal Walt, what's going on, man? Hope New Jersey's treating you well. Hey, man, I'm ready to fight you in this segment.
Hey, I'm always up for a good debate.
I feel like we'll probably be more aligned than not, but hey, I guess until we get into it, you never know.
Virtual debate, man. Nobody's going to get a black eye.
Well, tonight we're doing a fun little segment we do on here. It's a new segment called Metal or Not Metal. Now, Walt and Mark they're cut from the same metal cloth, but different parts of the cloth. And so I put together six tracks of some new music that's just been released within the last month or month and a half. The guys don't have any idea who the bands are. I'm not going to tell them who it is. And I'm just going to play maybe a minute of each. And then we're going to get their reaction. And we're going to decide metal or not metal. So you guys know the rules, right?
Sounds simple to me, right, Metal Walt?
Let's go. Let's get the gloves off.
Okay, well, let's
go. I love it already. We haven't even started. This is awesome.
Okay, well,
I'm ready to go.
Here's the first track. Okay, so there's cut number one. So, Mark, what's your vote?
All right, this is Metal Forever Mark talking here. That's a hard no for me. And I'll tell you this. It started off metal riffy a little bit, and I was like, okay, maybe. Then the singing and the vocals kicked in, and boom, not metal for me. That's my opinion out of the gate.
All right, Walt.
Well, off to a good start, Mark. We are actually aligned because I agree with you. I think the riff
the bell? Ding, ding.
is very, very metal, the riff.
Yes.
The lead riff there. I actually think the vocals are pretty good, quite catchy. I like the flow of the song. I mean, certainly in the hard rock vein, no doubt, but I would say not metal.
Okay, well, you know what? I'm the Vertimatic, and I'm the mediator tonight. And I will agree with you guys. It is not metal, even though it's rock and roll royalty. That was Wolfgang Van Halen's new single.
Brief comment. I have seen a lot of hype and buzz around Wolfgang's material. I know it's getting positive accolades, but I have not heard anything. So, Metal Wall, have you heard any of this stuff before?
Actually, yes. I've heard maybe three or four of the tracks. And if I can be completely critical, the clip that was just played is pretty rocking. It's okay. However, the other three songs I've heard sound to me like the 90s band Lifehouse that used to be popular on like WB11 TV shows that my wife would watch.
Yeah, well, you know what? Better than anything either one of three of us could do. So props to Wolfgang. All right.
By the way, his dad's not metal, so no surprise that it's generation down. Maybe he's not metal either. Although I love Eddie Van Halen.
All right, so here's the next cut, and we'll see what you guys think. We'll be right back. All right, Metal Walt, what's your take?
I'm going to vote by a smidgen. It's Metal. And the reason behind it is that, again, I think it captures all the right elements of vintage, we'll call it hard rock, in that metal category. I hear, you know, bits and pieces of an Aerosmithy vintage sound, maybe a little bit of Tesla. And I say, hey, if we consider Aerosmith and Tesla and even a band like Badlands to be in that metal category, well, that's certainly metal to me.
All right, Metal Walt, I'm going to go ahead and disagree with you there. Now, this track, unlike the last track, when the guitar riff started, I was like, little rock and rollish to me. Vocals kick in, maybe a little more metal, but I'm not going metal. To me, that's rock and roll. And by the way, I think Aerosmith's rock and roll. I think Badlands is maybe a little more metal. And I'm not sure who else you mentioned, but I'm going not metal for that track.
I would put it. Okay, Aerosmith is not metal. I've never proclaimed them to be metal. I think this is a hybrid. I think it could go both ways because I've heard heavier stuff from these guys that's heavier than stuff that we could consider metal. And it's hard rock, this song, but it's again, it's a hybrid. That was Dirty Honey and the California Dreamin'. I love the vibe of the band, and there's a lot of that I like. That I would take over some quote metal bands, but there's no difference of that than LA Guns or, you know, some of the quote metal bands. Walt, what's your take on my comment?
Yeah, I agree completely there. That's what I said. It's very much in that vein of, you know, a time of maybe 80s hard rock again, then that LA Guns or even the Tesla feel. That's why, you know, I strongly believe this holds up in, let's say, a modern younger band that carries on that vintage 80s hard rock or metal type sound.
By the way, I've decided I'm going to give Dirty Honey. I'll keep an open mind around Dirty Honey, but what I've seen so far, they're not a metal band to me. And I've seen that 70s vibe. I know they're getting some publicity and people like them. But I will keep an open mind. I'll give them a try. But I'm gonna put them in the not metal camp. And by the way, early Tesla, Mechanical Resonance is metal to me.
Okay, well let's get going. Here's track 3. Okay, Mark, let's hear it.
All right. Well, unfortunately, I'm going to know this band because when the guitar starts, like, okay, this is the most metal of the tracks we heard so far. I know this is Five Finger Death Punch, correct? And I'm going to put them in the yes to the heavy metal camp. Actually, they were influenced by Rob Halford, and they actually had him perform on stage one time. That's how I first knew who the heck they even were. And I'm a big fan of Five Finger Death Punch. I think their music's got a little glossy, commercialized as they've advanced in time. But I'm going to put them firmly in the heavy metal camp. So, yes, heavy metal. Five Finger Death Punch.
Walt, what's your take?
I begrudgingly agree with Metal Mark. Despite my personal opinion of Five Finger Death Punch. It definitely has, you know, all the makings of that band, and which is a very metal band. However, as I like to define them on a term I made up for them, they are to me Hot Topic metal, something crafted in a mall for it's heavy metal for non-heavy metal fans. I think they're kind of, you know, They try really well, but I don't think they really carry that torch.
I agree with that. And I'm moving forward. And just because they're influenced by someone that's metal doesn't make them metal, because a lot of non-metal guys, bands, are influenced by metal guys. Pearl Jam, the biggest heavy metal guys you'll see. You know, a lot of those non-metal bands, they credit all the big bands as their major influence. That being said, I agree with Walt. I consider bands like Five Finger Death Punch, Avenged Sevenfold, a lot of those bands, Hot Topic bands. Nothing against them. It's just they really don't do anything for me.
All right. I'll just add on this really quick, because I know we want to roof through the tracks here, but I encourage you guys to go back and listen to the first three or four Five Finger Death Punch albums. Definitely straightforward metal. And if you ever saw them live, they're straightforward metal. However, I agree, which I said, as they progressed, and that they're maybe a victim of their own success, because some of their most successful songs were the catchier, more commercialized metal, and that's the way they've been trending. So I've been growing less a fan of them as time moves on. But I'm going to put them in the metal category. And Ivan Moody's definitely metal.
I've seen them a few times. I forget which tours, but
I think they're kick. I love seeing them live. So anyway.
All right. On to the next track. Let's hear it.
Welcome. All systems active.
Okay, well, what's your take?
It sounds to me, I'm going to say it is metal. Again, it sounds to me very melodic, more on the poppier side. Could it be one of these European power metal type bands, which certainly, again, might not be all the rage in America, but certainly fits in that category for, you know, the heavy riffs and the high melodies and the double, you know, speed drumming. So I'm going metal.
Okay, you're going metal. Mark, what's your take?
Yeah, so I'm going to agree with Metal Walt on this, and that's definitely heavy metal. However, Vernomatic and I were having this conversation a little bit pre-show, and we do want to tackle these heavy metal genres. And for me, that goes into the power metal camp, the progressive metal camp, symphonica, even the happy metal camp. And yeah. That's like you said, Metal Walt, that's that whole European German flair out there. And by the way, this reminds me, we've got to get our other Metal Mayhem Rock correspondent, Scott Saunders, on the phone one of these days, because he's the expert when it comes to these type of bands from Europe.
Yes.
You know, these power metal, progressive metal, whatever you want to call them. But there's a whole world out there of these type of bands. So they're metal, symphonica, happy metal, whatever you want to call it, but metal.
Well, Walt.
I don't know who that was, by the way.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you who it was.
No,
Walt.
It's nobody.
It's a band called Metal Light.
Ooh.
They're from Sweden.
They have the metal in the title.
It's,
come on.
Metal Light, Sweden. And it's one of those new fancy girl bands. So, okay, moving forward, here's another track. Let's hear it.
Yeah.
Okay, Metal Mark, let's hear it.
Okay, there's a chance I think I know who this might be, even though I have not heard the music yet, and I know it's a band I want to check out. But there's some heavy metal roots in here, and the guitars and the intros and stuff, but I'm going to go not metal. And I think it's with somebody that's one of the rock metal legends, but I'm not going to guess on the band just the moment, but for the moment, I'm going to go not metal, but I do think a metal legend is in this track.
What metal, Walt?
Mark, I would agree with you. I will, let's say, define that track as heavy metal by association, because I do know the track and the artist. So perhaps I'm a little bit jaded. One thing I do know is the song and the material I've heard from this group kicks ass so far. And it's certainly in that vein of, metal type licks, just with a little bit more of a melodic, modern, let's call it just standard classic rock feel.
That was Smith Kotzen from the brand new one, and it was a track called Scars.
I got to interject on this in a second. Okay, so I had a feeling you were going to throw one of these in there. I have not heard any of this material, and honestly, part of me has been avoiding it because of this conversation, because I love Adrian Smith. I'm a huge fan. I'm not as familiar with Richie Kotzen. Is that how you
– Yeah.
Yeah. But Metal Walt, you're telling me that give the full thing a go, and you're telling me it's good? Like, you're into it?
I've heard, I think, 4 or 5 of the tracks already. Again, it's really good quality, good singing, fantastic dual guitar playing. And it just shows that other side of Adrian Smith that maybe you don't hear because he's buried in the sound of Iron Maiden. But you definitely hear, those really good elements of melody with some of the bluesier riffs, a little bit mood changes in the songs, and really, really good. Really, really good. I would definitely check it out.
And by the way, I'm sitting here staring at an album cover from Dickinson's Accident of Birth, which is another Adrian Smith special where he just shreds through the whole thing. So anyway, for me, I'd prefer the metal edge side of it. But hey, man, like, full respect for these guys.
All right, well, we got one more. Let's take a listen. I think you got enough of a sample taste. Walt, what's your take?
Well, you got me stumped on this one. I have no clue who the artist is there. However, I will say that's a good thing. And I will say I would put it in that metal category. Sounds maybe to me a little bit like the what they called the new NU umlaut metal from the late 90s, early 2000s. But I think it has all the right elements there of strong, heavy riffs there, good, strong vocals. And yeah, I'm going metal.
Let's see what Mark has to say. Mark?
I'm stumped too, Metal Walt, I must say. I thought that might be a little like Rob Zombie-ish in there, or even like a Nine Inch Nails kind of thingy vibe going. Yeah, like industrial metal maybe in a way, if I had to classify it in that manner. So it's close. I could see it going into the not metal category a little bit, but I'll go with metal too, just so we can remain friends, Metal Walt, and go to shows when the pandemic ends.
Well, you can consider it metal. It leans on what Walt was saying. That is Rob Zombie.
Oh, hey.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, for Metal Forever Mark, man.
That's a song called Satanic Rites of Blackula. And check out this title, guys. The Lunar Injection Kool-Aid Conspiracy. New Rob Zombie. So,
by the way, I think, Rob Zombie, White Zombie, I would say they're more in the metal camp than not in general, correct? And I thought that might be like a knockoff, like an industrial kind of metal band trying to copy Rob Zombie, but it actually was him.
The thing with those bands, I appreciate, quote, the energy, but it's just not my generation. It's not my era. I just can't get down with it. Even though John 5 came from that camp, and Rob Zombie has had a lot of guys in that band that do kick ass, and I love John 5. It just doesn't do anything for me.
Hey, Metal Walt, have you ever seen Rob Zombie solo? I saw him in a club in Silver Spring, Maryland. I think it was called the Fillmore. And I don't know the full catalog of his stuff, but like the energy of that show was off the charts. Like it was kick ass, and it felt like a metal show the way I saw it.
Yeah, I've caught him a couple times on those Ozfests in the late 90s, 2000s, where, you know, he was propped up there in like a top two or three bill up there with Ozzy or Sabbath or somebody like that. And yeah, he definitely drew that metal audience. He had the big stage, you know, show, and not my cup of tea, but I think they are very unique and remain unique. And I definitely think they're in that metal territory too. But
all right. Well, I think we agree to not so much disagree, but I think everyone respects each other's opinions, and it's good for discussion to see, you know, what we're into and what we think of some of this new material. And remember, all this music just came out in the last month. So it's not like, oh, this is a band's old album and they used to be metal, or they're not metal anymore, or this or that. And so that's about it.
Hey, Verno, can you cue up a Dead Daisy song and do one on that, or is that too hard to do?
Hey, Metal Walt, while we're waiting, you know, this is another interesting topic. It's kind of like, and even within bands, like you could have Def Leppard, Saturday, you know, High and Dry is metal, but then you throw Pour Some Sugar on Me in there and that's not.
Oh, right? Yeah, completely.
Like, there's bands that go in those directions, you know, like that's,
yeah,
it's kind of,
oh yeah,
I
couldn't agree more.
Like Great White, you know, they start off as a straight up metal band with that black, you know, the album that was all black, you know, and then somewhere by the time they got to God Only, you know, whatever, Hooked, they were bluesy, you know.
I know.
I've heard zero Dead Daisies, by the way, so this, as far as reaction, it could be good.
Here's a song, Unspoken, Dead Daisies, from the new one, Holy Ground. Walt, what's your take on it?
Hey, listen, that song just kicks ass. I think that band, at least the current or new lineup, is just going to be great. I mean, Glenn Hughes is rock royalty coming from the roots of Deep Purple and Black Sabbath, Seven Star. And I think, listen, you put that guy up there and have Doug Aldrich out of, you know, Whitesnake and the Dio Killing the Dragon era, you know, Marco Mendoza, whomever else is on base. I mean, you're not going to disappoint. I mean, I do think this is going to be probably more on that borderline hard rock than metal vein, but I think certainly it's going to be any metal fan would be pleased to be, you know, hearing that tune.
Oh, I agree. And it's like the part two of Black Country Communion, you know, yes. that band's, what are the two or three albums?
Yeah, it is actually really good.
Mark's over here with a big pout on his face.
Yeah. I'm going to try to put this in the dirty honey camp of like, I want to keep an open mind around Dead Daisies. I've tried to listen a few times. I got to give it more of a go. I promise to have an open mind. I think I saw him live. They opened for Five Finger Death Punch, I think, or maybe I don't even remember. But anyway, I know they're like you said, rock royalty, you know, metal roots, and all-star band in some way. So I need to give them a little more of a listen, but I'm going to put them in the not metal camp since we're.
I'd agree with you there.
Yeah. So, come on, Vertimac. Three out of three, metal versus not metal, or three for four?
Should we go for the tiebreaker? We can hear
metal
one.
I think we need a metal song.
Well, I got one for you guys. I was getting my buddy Mark to feed me. I'm like, give me ideas. He said, find a track from the new Todd Latour solo album.
Oh, that's metal.
Definitely.
That album kicks ass. Have you heard the whole thing, Vertimatic? Have you listened to the whole?
Yeah.
You've heard the whole album? I've only heard like two tracks.
I've heard the whole thing. It's definitely metal. And Todd Latore singing his ass off. So to me, that's going to be one firmly planted in the metal camp. Although, you know, I will say, and this is not a diss, like the guitarist he has can shred cool riffs and good songs and chorus lines, the whole thing. I don't know. Maybe there's better guitarists is a way to say it. There's just some other guys I would have in mind that maybe could even shred more, but
yeah.
And it's no disrespect to the whole thing at all. Cause it's good. So we're actually trying to get him on the show.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah. We were talking with his publicist.
All right. Well, Metal Walt, we got to get going, but we want to thank you for joining us tonight, and we'll have you back real soon for another edition of Is That Metal or Not Metal? How does that
sound?
It's
been great. It's been great. It's been metal. Awesome.
That was fun, Metal Walt. Keep safe. Keep metal. And we're keeping it heavy here in Rochester.
Yeah, sounds good, dudes. Have fun.
All right.
All right. We'll talk soon. Good luck with Roy.
All right. Thanks, man. See ya.
All right. See you guys.
Metal for Life.
Thanks for listening to Metal Mayhem ROC. Check out our websites at metalmayhemroc.com and metalforever.com for information on upcoming concerts, podcasts, archives, and all sorts of info. Please like, follow, and share with everyone, even your non-metal friends. Catch us next time on WLFE-DB Radio.